Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Morning, Frank.
Okay, Anne, the polls are open. They opened at 7 o'clock this morning, the polling stations, and they remain open to 10 o'clock tonight. If people want to add to the decision-making, they must go along, but they have to have ID, isn't that right?
That's right. You have to bring your photo ID with you to the polling station. So there are certain forms of photo ID that are accepted. So that's a UK or Irish passport, a UK, Irish or European driving licence, the photo part of it, a TransLink senior 60 plus war disabled or blind person smart pass, or an electoral ID card. So you need to bring photo ID, and it has to be one of those prescribed forms. That's all set out on the poll card if anybody's got any doubts about it. So don't turn up with a work pass or a disabled pass or something like that. Those won't be accepted. You can only provide the forms of ID that I just listed, and they're on the poll card if you've got any doubts about that.
I presume when you go in and you see what's written on the ballot paper, it will be simple to make your decision, but you should read it and make sure you put the mark in the right box.
Yeah, that's right. It is a simple ballot paper. There's one question and then there's two options. So the question is, should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave the European Union? That's the question. And then there's two boxes, remain a member of the European Union or leave the European Union. So people have to put an X, a cross, against their choice. So just put a cross against your choice. Don't put any other marks on the ballot paper, because if you do that, your ballot paper might not count. So put one X against the option that you want to choose on the ballot paper.
And we're voting in all our parliamentary constituencies, is that right?
Well, it's a UK-wide poll today. So everybody across the whole of the UK is voting. We're actually counting the votes in parliamentary constituencies, but that's really just for administrative purposes. What's important is the result for the UK as a whole. So there will be details available about how Northern Ireland votes and about how all the local council areas across Scotland, Wales and England vote as well. But the big result is for the UK as a whole.
Yeah, but our polling stations, they'll be as local as they would be if we're in a smaller election.
Yeah, that's right. So the polling stations are virtually unchanged. I mean, there's a couple of changed here and there, but for almost everyone, they'll be voting in the same place as they voted at the Assembly election. I think it is 1,380 polling stations across Northern Ireland. So people have got the details of where they need to vote on their poll card. So you have to go to the polling station that's on your poll card. If you've got any doubts about that, contact the electoral office. You can get them on 0800 432 0712 if you have any doubts about where your polling station is.
Is Northern Ireland actually one of the biggest electoral areas in the UK for this vote?
Yeah, Northern Ireland is actually the biggest voting area. There are 1.26 million people in Northern Ireland voting in the voting area of Northern Ireland. That's because this vote has been organised by local council areas in England, Scotland and Wales, and then Northern Ireland is being treated as one area. So really that's just at an administrative point. The local council areas in England, Scotland and Wales would be smaller, all of them, than Northern Ireland as a whole.
Okay, I think there's a gentleman called Stephen has a question that I may not think of. Stephen, what's your question?
When you normally vote, you use a pencil and all votes. If you brought a pen and voted with a pen, is that still legal?
Yeah, it always seems to be a pencil, Anne. Why is that?
Right, well, it's just pencils are generally used and provided for people's convenience. You can bring a pen if you want, Stephen. You can mark the ballot paper with your own pen if you're happier about that. That is absolutely fine, and that will be a valid vote as long as you've made one X against one choice ballot paper.
It is a question we're often asked about the pencils, why are there pencils in there? But that's the simple answer to that. You can use your pen if you wish. There'll be counting through the night. Will there actually be a Northern Ireland declaration? Will we know how Northern Ireland voted?
Yes, we will. The total votes for Northern Ireland, for the total number of people who vote, and then the total who vote to remain in the European Union and the total who vote to leave the European Union, that will be announced somewhere in the early hours of the morning. So the count is happening across 8 different venues across Northern Ireland. And those venues will count the votes, and then they'll be added up together to give the total for Northern Ireland as a whole. So the counting officer for Northern Ireland, who's Graham Shields, the chief electoral officer, he will announce the total for Northern Ireland probably somewhere around 4 or 4.30 in the morning. But, we're, you know, obviously that depends on turnout, you know, how many ballot papers there are to count, and it just depends on how well the count runs as well. So, you know, we'd estimate 4 or 4.30 for a declaration of the total for Northern Ireland, but, you know, that it could be a bit earlier or a bit later than that.
When do you expect the final result to be available? They talk about breakfast tomorrow morning. What time do you have your breakfast at?
Well, that is the question. We are saying breakfast time, and, you know, we don't know for sure, because it depends. It depends on the turnout, as I said. It depends how the current count runs. There are obviously some bits of the United Kingdom which have very remote polling stations, and those ballot boxes have to be got to the count venue. So, you know, we're looking at breakfast time, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I can't say exactly when it is. It depends on lots of different factors.
If it's not very tight, will we have a darn good idea in the middle of the night what way it's going?
Well, you see, yes, there'll be lots of people in the media and commentators predicting the result, obviously, because the result will come through by local area, so by local council area in England, Scotland and Wales. And also you'll be able to get the totals for the constituencies in Northern Ireland as well. So people will start adding those up, obviously, and seeing what that means in terms of a prediction. So, you know, it as you said, it depends how it goes and how tight it is. But yes, there will be commentators making predictions as the night goes on.
Okay, you have another 12 hours, 5 minutes and 14 seconds if you want to vote. And thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Frank. All the best.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.